Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, more with comedian Dustin Nickerson. Coming up right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Tonight on the Bob and Tom Game Show Network, the creators of Shark Tank are taking things to a whole new level this season. Entrepreneurs are pitching their business ideas to a new panel of judges.
All right, guys, I think you're going to want to invest in this. My invention is a self-watering plant. You see, I've created a special hydration...
Enough! Yeah. Quiet, you pussy. Your idea's crap. I'll give you exactly nothing for it.
What?
Now, what say ye, parrot?
Loser! That's stupid!
What?
Move over, Mark Cuban and Shark Tank. This is Captain Dave's Great White Shark Tank.
Follow the switch!
No! The whole thing was my wife's idea. Kill her!
If you think three rich businessmen are ruthless, wait till you see what five hungry sharks think of your idea.
Bon voyage, loser! All right, who's up next?
You know what? Mine's not ready just quite yet. I'm going to go ahead and pass, okay? Thanks anyway.
Don't miss the season premiere of Captain Dave's Great White Shark Tank. Right after an all-new cash casket.
Oh, Uncle Clarence, I'm going to miss you.
Whoa, I just won $1,000!
Only on the Bob and Tom Game Show Network.
Cash casket?
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
In the studio, we have comedian Dustin Nickerson from San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. A man, in spite of his young age, he's been married 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And three kids.
It really is. I love when people are in love.
Yeah, it feels very sarcastic.
I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Prior to becoming a comedian, you've been a comedian for quite some time.
Yeah.
Did you have any interesting jobs? Were you a college man? What's your life like?
I did go to college. I grew up in Seattle, went to the University of Washington. But my first, probably the most notable job is I was a youth pastor for 7 years.
Oh, okay.
What religion? Muslim?
Buddhist. Wasn't,
did you say Muslim?
Yeah.
Islam is the religion.
The Buddhist youth group.
Sorry, I can't keep track.
The Buddhist youth group's not as big as you'd think.
Good food, though.
Great food. Yeah, it was very passive.
Kids react weird to the whole life is suffering thing.
Yeah. They're like, we'd be like, Nirvana, now. And they're like, we love the band. You're like, no, I got something totally different. No, I was a youth pastor at a Christian church for like 7 years.
Nice.
And I was terrible at it.
Oh.
No, like, I like God and everything, but I was a bad youth pastor because I don't like teenagers. Yeah. And that'll reveal that's a bad trait as a youth pastor to be like, it was the teenage boys, like an eighth grade boy. You're like, what is this smell?
I've heard that.
Yeah, they smell sour. They smell like behind an Applebee's. And you're like, oh my, I'm going to have you baptized for the bath. Just to get it out.
Okay. So
that's my favorite joke of the year. Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's terrible. Yeah, no, I would look at him just like, oh my, I don't think you guys deserve the love of Christ.
Did you have to do sermons?
Yeah. I was decent at it. I just had an absolute disdain for my congregation.
I have a friend. You're going to find this hard to believe, who is a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking one day, and he was upset because he found out that some other minister had ripped off his sermon. I'm totally serious.
Well, you can go online and get sermons online. You know, yeah, that, but
I mean,
right?
there's certain things you don't steal.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, at a certain point, you go, listen, man, we're all using the same stories.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be curious to hear what he was mad about. Was he's like, oh man, I had this hot analogy about a giant getting beat by a little guy. And you're like, no, man, that's God's story. You stole that from the Holy Ghost.
Well, now ministers are just using AI. It's a real thing.
Oh, I'm sure they are, though. You're probably right.
All right.
Everybody's using AI.
A weak comedic premise turned into semi-factual conversation.
Hey, all right.
We can't be funny, we like to be semi-informative.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had set up a premise.
I thought for sure you had punchline over here. Because I kind of sat back and I said, oh, Josh has a joke.
It's one of those cases where you and every comedian makes this mistake, you write out a premise, but in your head it's a punchline.
Yeah.
Why aren't they laughing? Oh, because I just brought up something.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything funny.
Oh, Josh is setting up a bit.
We've had several of those guys in here over the years.
Dustin, did the comedy and the pastoring?
I was the least funny youth pastor of all time.
Oh, really?
I have no interest in making a teenager laugh. I don't want to bring them any amount of joy. Because what's funny to a teenager should not be funny to an adult man.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I wouldn't even try. I would just, you would try and be relatable. But as is the case with any time an adult tries to be relatable or funny to a teenager in any way, it comes off cringy and awful. So just, don't even try and relate to them.
And have you seen?
Just hopefully they absorb some of
it. You have teenage kids, and I'm sure you've experienced them showing you a video on the internet, and they can't stop laughing, and you.
Yeah.
I know I've done that. Literally, I went, I don't know what the joke is.
And it's in those moments you realize that. Yeah. And it's in those moments you realize teenagers aren't human yet.
Yeah.
They're on the way to human. Yeah. They're in process. They're like tadpoles when they have the tail and the legs.
That weird.
They're in between. You're like, you're not cute or useful. You have no place in a functional society. And that's why you just put them in middle school together. And you're like, just go be sweaty and weird and awkward in your little community. And let us know when you're ready to contribute to society.
Kind of on the same line. You have, do you have a teenage boy right now?
Yeah, he's 18 at this point.
So he's,
yeah.
He's a little bit on his way.
Closer to grown, yeah.
How about the girls? Do they have any, are you cool? Are you the cool dad because you're kind of a show busy guy, or is it?
They don't care about any of that. They don't care about the Tonight Show. They certainly don't care about Bob and Tom.
neither do our kids.
Honestly, I barely care about it, Dustin.
I mean,
you'd be hard pressed to find someone in this room who cares.
Yeah. I can't believe this show is still on. And what I mean is this episode. I mean, thank God it's caffeine sponsored. No, but what they do care about is Instagram followers.
Yeah.
That, like, they're very interested in that. They're like, oh my gosh, your dad went viral on TikTok. They'll be like, can your dad follow me on Instagram? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Hey, 14-year-old girl, I'm your friend's dad. Don't be weirded out by the mustache. It's cool. I caught your choir performance last night. Hot.
Yeah. Rock.
Can't wait for the dance recital.
I thought your solo should have been longer.
I don't even follow my niece. Yeah. Because I don't need her friends who's this dude?
Hanging out with a comedian, Dustin Nickerson, a man of culture. A father of three, mm-hmm. With two still under 18.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ages again?
15 and just 11.
You can ballpark.
You know, they're always changing.
It's like every year.
Yeah,
yeah, just when crazy. You learn their age, it changes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Real quick, what grades are they in?
12th, 9th, 5th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they all at the same school?
The high schoolers are together, and then we have one in the middle school, like kind of hybrid middle school.
What is the name? What is the mascot of the high school team?
They're the Scotties. They're
the dog?
The dog, yeah, the Scotties. Aww, yeah, it's really cute. It's cute, yeah.
You don't see Scotties that often.
No, you don't.
No.
They're great. I just saw a bunch of them at a dog show. They're wonderful.
Pretty ugly.
No, they're really
ugly. Yeah, real ugly. Yeah.
No, they're great looking dog.
They have facial hair like you, Jim.
Yeah, that little goatee thing, right?
Yeah.
Gross.
But what if a little dog had a little beard? Yeah. It's a dog with a beard. What's wrong with you?
And they're biters. They like to bite.
Oh, yeah.
I like a dog that bites. All right. That's an honest dog.
Okay. He's not trying to get away with anything.
I like when animals do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I live near a SeaWorld when orcas started eating trainers. I bought a season pass.
Yeah. Okay,
we named those killer whales for a reason. Sorry.
You know, I'm looking at the picture of the Scotty. It's incredibly cute. So ugly. Just so ugly.
Yeah. The Mustang 2 of dogs.
Christy, did we do the story about fish and the clothing?
Fish, the band fish or fish?
Fish, the swimming critters.
No,
I got it right here. This is the weirdest story. In this study, they proved that fish can tell what kind of clothes humans are wearing.
Yeah, I think we did do that.
Clothes?
Yeah.
What are they, in the fashion police now?
No, that's how they know all the fat kids are wearing swimsuits.
Yeah. The fat kids.
That's
yes.
What I said?
Oh man.
Fat kids wearing swim shirts because they know what clothes you're wearing. I said fat kids, right?
I almost fell out of my chair.
Oh, yeah, I saw your face. Like, oh my goodness, what happened?
We did this. They had the fish that they were feeding the fish, and depending on what shirt they were wearing, they knew.
The fish would know if the two divers came in, they would know which one fed them the fish the previous time based on the shirts they were wearing.
And they would go to that diver because they knew that, he has got the fish.
That's just so bizarre.
Wow.
The fish are that smart. So, Josh?
Yes, sir.
When you catch those fish, you throw them back in.
And they say about 24 hours for the fish to forget that it got hooked.
Really?
Yes.
They remember it all?
But until they forget, it's personal.
Fishing pressure is... They figure out, man, if I can start breathing oxygen, I can sneak into this guy's house.
It's that Dickies guy again.
Well, let's go back to the Cilac Insurance News Desk with Christy Lee.
A woman in Spain, Andalusia, Spain, has been caught faking muteness for over 15 years in an order to collect disability payments.
I wish more women would do this.
I wish. I tell you what, I know a girl would be mute. That'd be great. It's Christy's husband. Okay, never mind.
That'd be pretty easy to fake, wouldn't it?
The woman claimed to have lost her ability to speak due to post-traumatic stress disorder after she'd been attacked.
Well, it'd be your thing. What if she hit her thumb with a hammer or something? Yeah.
Yes.
Sitting there making all the signs. Listen, son of a...
16 years later, an insurance company responsible for paying her disability benefits noticed that none of her physicians recorded her inability to speak. The company hired a private detective who reported that, quote, the alleged mute woman speaks normally in public and was even recorded giving the private investigator directions when he approached her on the street.
Oh, you got to stick with it. You got to commit to the
bit. Do you have to commit?
Do you think if you were doing that, when you were alone, you'd just test your voice, see if it still worked?
Yeah, but she was talking all the time, apparently.
That's a good, but if you were really.
If you, if you were genuinely faking it.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
Isn't there some religion, what do you call it, monk thing where they
where
can't
they don't
talk?
Speak, yeah.
They take a vow of silence.
Yeah.
For how long does that last?
Sometimes the rest of their lives,
right.
I think.
Well, that's a drag.
They got to talk to themselves in their room, though. They got to, right?
I bet once a, there are there so. Are Sundays I literally don't speak.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go a couple days. Yeah.
Right.
You speak
right.
to your dogs.
Well, unless I'm not speaking to them.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, there's yeah. that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, they feel that, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. Oh, that's right. You know what? I'm not spitting. That's it.
If you're now, if you're on a long drive by yourself.
Yes.
Do you ever start singing?
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the singing time.
That's a whole different ballgame. You're going to sing. Yeah. You got to sing.
Yeah, the more time you spend alone, like I know I've been spending too much time on the road. Like I was on like a 9-day run the other day, and I burped in my hotel, and then I go, "Get it, girl!"
Yeah,
to my own burp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, all right, it might be time to head home.
What is on your sweatshirt?
Bucky's, baby.
Oh,
Tom's never been to a Bucky's.
You never been to a Bucky's?
Oh my gosh.
He would hate it.
He would hate it.
The best gas station in the world. They have really good food, good
brisket.
The brisket
is to die
Remember
for.
Remember how you liked Publix in Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You kept raving at it. Bucky's is just as good, if not better, than Publix.
Yep. Oh.
They got funny marketing. You're driving in Ohio. It says next Bucky's 500 miles or whatever.
Right.
It's a good time.
Oh, cool.
They have a whole, you can buy clothing. You can buy things for your dogs.
It seems like a revolutionary design, but really it was somebody was like, what if we made a gas station pleasant?
Nice.
And somebody said, well, that's crazy.
Tom. Yeah, yeah. What do you mean this would be? I would find some amount of joy.
What?
And you mean to tell me there is a clean bathroom? Why would I ever desire such a thing?
When I go to gas stations, I like to be grossed out and scared usually.
Yeah.
So Bucky's isn't for you.
Bucky's is a good brisket sandwich, a clean bathroom, and maybe a Christmas tree while you're there.
Exactly. Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Is it regional?
It started in Texas, and now it's branching.
Yeah.
You know,
and they need to slow down now, I think.
Yeah?
Yes. Keep it special.
Right, I agree. Don't oversaturate.
Well, you know, Wawa's is starting to branch out, and they need to slow down as well.
And that's one of my favorite Eric Clapton, George Harrison bits.
I don't need your Wawa.
Anything you can think of, Tom can relate it to 1967 or 8.
The interesting thing about Bucky's, they don't allow semis there.
Right.
So
just, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They don't.
Why not?
They don't.
Just cars.
They just have cars.
So
there.
Many pumps, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So many. Great area to walk your dogs.
It's become a destination on your way to the destination.
Yes.
It really
has. It's the best road trip stop you could ask for. Right.
You're going to spend a half hour, though.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one between Louisville and Nashville if you're ever driving that way.
All right. I'm intrigued.
Have a mascot that walks around.
Yeah.
There is.
Big Bucky.
Yeah. A big Bucky that walks around. People are taking pictures.
He's got big buckers.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah, he does.
I always get in trouble when I mention somebody has big buckers.
Well, Bucky, Bucky is happy to have big buckers.
I used to tell you said beaver, right?
Yeah.
He's a fun mascot, not a female guest of the show.
I'm glad to know. Horses have big buckers, and that leads us to this next story.
Yes, and it wasn't at a Bucky's. It happened to be in a Walmart in Louisiana. Three men and a teen arrested for allegedly riding their horses through the Walmart.
That had to be hilarious.
Four videos posted. The four individuals posted a video to TikTok showing them riding their horses through the store as the 2006 Big and Rich song Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy plays over the clip.
You know what, though, Tom? I bet they had the same problem we did when we brought the donkey inside. They never think. They're worried it's going to urinate. They never think about the major transaction.
Yeah.
Oh, I was more worried about the thing pooping in the building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Urinations where that happens inside with a horse or a donkey. You're in trouble.
Mason Webb, one of the men involved, told WBRZ.
We'll be right soon.
How bizarre.
Breeze TV. That the horse was his emotional support animal.
Okay.
The police chief there, Carl Dunn, said the three men, ages 18 to 24, and the 16-year-old juvenile have since been charged with entering and remaining after forbidden, unlawful host of criminal activity, and disturbing the peace.
Isn't that guy part of Airplane? Roger, over, done. Isn't that or something? Yeah.
So this is interesting that there's a, what is it, posting?
Any video or stream of a crime to gain notoriety is a crime.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So they actually have it in the on the books now. That,
right.
Because I'm sure a lot of the stuff that is happening is just being done for Instagram. And
of course.
Well, see, when Dustin writes the Green River Killer book, he won't be able to cash the checks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Besides the Walmart employees.
Quit saying my plan out loud, man.
Who's mad at seeing a horse in Walmart?
I'd be overjoyed.
Have you ever been to a Walmart? It's just... A horse would be not wouldn't make the top five smelliest creatures in there. it would be a beautiful sight in a Walmart.
Yeah, I love it.
There used to be like a people from Walmart. There was a whole website for it. Yep. Yeah.
I like to think that they're like, we were going to do this at Target, but Target went woke. So now we got to take our horses to Walmart.
We sure miss Kmart, don't we? We could bring our cows in there.
You weren't allowed without an animal in Kmart. Excuse me, you're just a human here by yourself? What's wrong with you?
Finally, we have a fire FYRE festival update. Now, you may recall there were a couple different documentaries about the first fire festival that was a total disaster. None of the bands ever played. People spent thousands of dollars, got terrible rooms. There was no water.
Well, when Ja Rule is promised, you want to go.
Well, Fyre Festival 2 has been postponed amid ongoing scheduling snafus.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. Organizers,
who saw this coming?
Told ticket holders that had been working with third party. First of all, who's stupid enough to buy a ticket?
Whatever.
Fooled me twice.
They'd been working with third-party festival operators as well as Mexican authorities to organize the event scheduled from May 30th to June 2nd.
Well, that's an oxymoron, isn't it? Mexican authorities?
on Isla Mayores. Statement claims the
put
event...
Put some ice on that joke.
Oh, no, you're right. No. All the cops in Mexico were on the up and up.
No, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was an ice joke.
Oh, I know what you're doing. Yeah. You're not invited to my 4th of July barbecue.
All right, deport that joke.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.